Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program. It's our purpose to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a comment or a question about something that we say on the program, be it favorable or not, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, certainly let us hear from you, and you can contact us by the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. You know, we live in a time where belief that there is no God is praised, and believing in God is ridiculed. Never before in history has there been so widespread doubt to the existence of God. And to many people, the question of whether or not there is a God is considered unanswerable. And many people certainly think that it's not something that is of any real relevance that would require a lot of time for them to think about it. And so they don't. And therefore, practical atheism, it abounds in our world today. People live and move and give little thought to who they are been given their being. Remember, this was a statement that Paul made in Acts chapter 17, when he spoke to those idolaters on Mars Hill in the city of Athens. He said, "For in him, that is in God, we live and move and have our being." So it is then that, let's just say for the sake of argument, if God does exist, do we not see the consequences should we choose to ignore him? Are we acting responsibly if we simply discard the matter as something that's really, you know, just not worthy of our consideration? I believe that there are sound reasons for concluding that God does exist. And in my mind, coming to a decision about this issue is nothing less than of absolute importance. Let me begin by explaining what I would not use as an argument for there being a God. I do not believe in God simply because a book that I believe to be his word, the Bible, says that he exists. You know, that would be a case of assuming what one is trying to prove, or as we sometimes refer to it as arguing in a circle. Acknowledging writings as divine inspired implies that we are acknowledging divinity, and we are, or at least I am. And the very point that we're trying to substantiate. So my acceptance of the inspiration of the Bible is really a necessary conclusion to my initial belief in God, and not the basis for that belief. In fact, even nor for that matter, does the Bible ask that one believe in God simply because it says that he exists. You see, the Bible recognizes the fallacy of this arguing in circles, this circular reasoning as well. So, why do I believe in God? I believe in God because I recognize the reality of the universe in which I live. I observe a universe that's precise, it's orderly, and it's functional. It has the marks of design. And so I therefore conclude a designer, a supreme intelligence behind it all. Otherwise, I'd be forced to believe in the eternity of matter, in effect without cause, and in orderliness by just mere accident. You know, mathematicians have tried to calculate the odds of a chance occurrence of even the most fundamental chemical interaction necessary for life. And I'm not going to bother to tell you the numerical value, since I would have to be a mathematician just to read that number, because it's just so high. And you know, when you move on to the more complex chemical combinations, even a mathematician likely would have trouble. So let's just suffice it to say that a creator is far more credible to me than the necessary alternatives. And these are the necessary alternatives: eternal matter, something from nothing, orderly arrangement by blind chance. Friends, these are what the atheist puts his faith in. And yet, we who believe in God, or at least I who believe in God, are the one that is accused of being naive. You know, the theory of evolution is not an adequate alternative explanation for the existence of the universe. Now, I know that it's often quoted, it's often referred to, and certainly we live in a day and time when it is the thing that is praised above all. But it is not up to the task. Evolution does not try to explain existence. Evolution explains change and development of what already exists. You see, evolution deals with how matter derived, not how matter arrived. You know, someone who takes his stand on evolution to explain origins has very conveniently sidestepped the fundamental issue. Think about it. Even if all living and non-living things did evolve from some single particle of matter, where did that single particle of matter come from? And how did the processes of nature by which it supposedly developed into inorganic or organic forms happen to come into existence? And what are the rational thought processes that we humans beings use to contemplate the logic of all of this? You know, can irrational matter give rise two rational beings whose rationality can be counted on to be valid? Seems just preposterous. So logically, I'm forced back to square one again. An ultimate supernatural intelligence is the only possibility that makes good sense. Inspired Apostle Paul said, and we read this in Romans 1 and verse 20, since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made. You know, that statement hits the nail squarely on the head. I think so too. Not because this man was divinely inspired, but because the conclusion that he draws is the conclusion that the evidence of our world compels me to accept. Notice again what he said. His divine power, his divine nature, is clearly seen, being understood through what has been made. I believe in God not because of blind faith. I believe in God because of the visible evidence. And the creation that I see of this earth, when I look up into the sky at night and I see the, the moon and the stars, and all of the consolations of heaven that I can see within the range of my eyesight. This is evidence. I don't need to ignore it. I don't need to turn a blind eye to it. I need to accept it for what it is. And yet, that's what so much of our children are being taught not to do. They're being taught not to accept this as evidence. But friends, that's exactly what it is. And when we refuse to accept the evidence, then we're going to refuse to accept the conclusion of that evidence. The evidence says design, intelligence, God. But we're being told, our children are being told, and we're raising generation now for the second or third generation, a group of human beings that deny the evidence. They even refuse to accept it as evidence. So, we noted another inspired writer. In Psalms 19 and verse 1, he said, "The heavens declare the glory of God." And again, I don't believe that there is a God because this is divinely inspired, but it just, again, it helps me to draw the conclusion to see the evidence of the world around me, and it compels me to accept. The fact is that, yes, indeed, the heavens is clear evidence that there is a God. I must agree. As our time is about to draw near, remind you that this evening at 7 o'clock, the East Abbeville Church of Christ will meet for a period of Bible study. We will come together, we will open our Bibles, we will study the subject that we want to look at, and it's always a subject, a Bible subject. It may be that we're dealing, as we are on Wednesday night, with some statements that we hear our friends, our family, and our neighbors say, and we want to examine those statements. It's whether or not they are truthful statements that can be substantiated by God's Word, or are they the things that we so often hear that are given a religious association and yet there is not to be found in God's Word. We urge you to come to bring your Bibles and study with us. If you just simply absolutely cannot come to the services, then we want to remind you of the Church of Christ at East Abbeville's website. It is www.eastabbeville.org. At 7 o'clock, you can click on the live feed that's on the homepage. You can click on the live feed and it will take you to a stream, a video streaming, video and audio of the Bible study period. If you're on Facebook, you can find also the East Abbeville Church of Christ. If you are familiar with YouTube, you can search for the East Abbeville Church of Christ YouTube channel. All three of these will enable you to be able to see and hear the Bible study period. That's this evening at 7 o'clock. And concerning our website, if you're interested in studying the Bible, but you want to do so at your own pace in the privacy of your own home, there is a Bible correspondence course that can be found on the website that will enable you to study your Bible at your own time in the privacy of your own home. And if there's a Bible subject that you'd like to maybe learn more about, on the home page you can type in that subject and it will take you to articles and sermons that deal with that subject. In fact, it may be that it's a subject that we have touched upon in the past on this radio program. Well, since January of 2020, all of these daily radio programs have been given a title. And so you can search the radio program by title and find something that is of interest to you and then be able to listen to that program. All of this is available on the website of the East Abbeville Church of Christ, www.eastabbeville.org. Our time is up. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.